All right, so today we're going to dive into something that I think a lot of people can relate to, scheduling. It never seems to go as smoothly as we'd like, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Whether you're running a business or just trying to keep your own life organized, trying to nail down a time that works for everyone involved can be a real headache.
Totally. So we're going to take a look at easy.appointments. It's this, well, it's basically a tool that aims to make the whole process of booking and managing appointments a whole lot easier. And we're going to see if it lives up to that promise by looking at what they say about it on their website and over on their GitHub page.
Sounds good. I mean, I'm always curious about tools that try to streamline things like scheduling because so much time gets wasted just on the back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, especially if you're just starting out with a business or maybe you're, you know, a solopreneur or something like that. You don't want to spend all your time just sorting out when to meet with people. You want to be focusing on, you know, actually doing the work. So before we dig into easy.appointments specifically, I do want to mention that this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. They're the folks who can help you with hosting for software like this. And also, you know, they offer advice and help with, you know, anything related to bringing your business into the digital world. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, definitely check them out at www.safeserver.de.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So let's get back to appointment scheduling. Like, what exactly are we talking about here? Why would someone even need a dedicated tool for this?
Well, think about it this way. Like, how many times have you tried to, let's say, book a call with someone, maybe for a consultation or something, and you end up sending emails back and forth trying to find a time that works?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Or like trying to schedule an appointment to, I don't know, get your hair cut or something. Sometimes it can feel like a part-time job just coordinating that stuff.
Right, exactly. And that's where an appointment scheduler comes in. It's like having a digital assistant that handles all that back and forth for you. So you can set your availability, your clients can see when you're free, and they can book themselves in without you having to lift a finger.
Okay, so that makes sense. And that brings us to easy.appointments specifically. They describe themselves as a powerful open source appointment scheduler, which is a bit of a mouthful, but the key thing here is that it's self-hosted. So you're not relying on some third-party service to manage your appointments. You're in control.
Right. You have it set up on your own server, so it's kind of like having your own dedicated website, but specifically for managing appointments.
Gotcha. And the open source part, what's that all about?
So open source basically means that the code that makes the software work is publicly available. Anyone can look at it, use it, even modify it if they want to. And often this means that the software is free to use, which is a big plus, especially for people who are just starting out and maybe don't have a huge budget.
Okay, so no expensive licensing fees or anything like that.
Exactly. And in the case of easy.appointments, they use what's called a GPL 3.0 license, which means you're free to use it for commercial purposes as well. So you can use it for your business without any restrictions.
All right, so that's good to know. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of what easy.appointments can actually do. What are some of the key features that people would be using on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. So first and foremost, it handles all the basics of appointment management. You can keep track of your customers, their contact details, their appointment history, all that good stuff.
Okay, like a digital Rolodex, but for appointments.
Exactly. And you can also organize the services that you offer, whether it's, you know, different types of consultations or hairstyling services or whatever it might be. And you can even manage who provides those services if you have a team of people working with you.
Right. So you can assign appointments to specific staff members. That's pretty handy.
Yep. And another really useful feature is the ability to set your working hours and define booking rules. So you can specify things like how far in advance people need to book, how long each appointment slot should be, whether there are any breaks in your schedule, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's really smart. Because I know one of the biggest frustrations with scheduling is when people try to book you outside of your available hours or they want to book something last minute when you've already got something planned.
Exactly. And easy.appointments can prevent that from happening. Plus, it can even sync with your Google Calendar, which is super convenient for a lot of people who already use Google Calendar to manage their schedule.
Yeah, that's a huge plus. So it sounds like this software is pretty well-rounded in terms of features, but what about customization? Can you tailor it to your specific needs?
Absolutely. It's actually described as highly customizable in the documentation. And they mention that it's designed to handle various enterprise workflows, which might sound a bit intimidating if you're just a small business or an individual. But what it really means is that the software is flexible enough to adapt to different needs. So you can start with a simple setup, and then as your business grows or your needs change, you can adjust easy dot appointments to match those needs.
Okay, so it's kind of like a grow with you kind of system.
Yeah, exactly. And one specific example of that flexibility is that it can integrate with various payment gateways. So if you need to take payments for your appointments, you can set that up directly through easy dot appointments.
All right, so we've got all the features covered.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about how you actually get this thing up and running. What are the technical requirements?
Okay, so to run easy dot appointments, you'll need a server. And that server needs to have a few specific things installed.
Like what?
Well, first, you'll need something called Apache or Nginx. Those are web server software. Think of them like the foundation that allows your website to run.
Okay, so they're kind of like the engine of the website, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you need PHP, which is a programming language. It's what a lot of websites are built on. And specifically, you need version 8.2 or newer for easy dot appointments.
Okay, PHP 8.2 or newer. Got it. What else?
And finally, you need MySQL. That's a database system. It's where all the information for your appointment system is stored, things like your customer details, your appointment data, all that stuff.
Okay, so it's like the filing cabinet for all the important information.
Exactly. And the good news is that if you already have a website, chances are your hosting provider already offers all of these things, or they can help you get them set up if you don't have them already.
So it's not as daunting as it might sound initially.
Not at all. And the actual installation process is fairly straightforward.
Okay, walk me through it.
Sure. So first, you just double check that your server has those prerequisites we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Apache or Nginx, PHP, and MySQL. And then you would create a new empty database on your server. Your hosting provider can usually guide you through that.
Okay, so new database, check.
Then you download the easy.appointments files and upload them to your server. It's usually just a matter of dragging and dropping them into the right folder through your hosting control panel.
Sounds easy enough.
And then there's a specific folder within the easy.appointments files called storage, and you need to make sure that folder has the right permissions. This basically just means that the software is allowed to save information into that folder.
Okay, so it's like giving the software permission to access that folder. Got it.
Exactly. And then you'll find a file called something like config-sample.php, and you rename it to config.php. This is where you enter your database details and other basic settings.
All right, so this is where you kind of connect the software to the database we created earlier.
Exactly. And then the final step is usually just to open the easy.appointments web address in your browser, and the software itself will guide you through the rest of the installation process.
Okay, so it sounds like they've tried to make the installation process as user-friendly as possible.
Definitely. And one thing I really liked about the easy.appointments website is that they emphasize that it's designed with simplicity in mind. They want it to feel familiar and easy to use, even if you're not super tech savvy.
That's reassuring, especially for people who might be a bit intimidated by the idea of installing software themselves.
Absolutely. And it's also worth noting that they mention that easy.appointments is used by large organizations, which gives you some confidence that it's a stable and reliable piece of software.
Right. So it's not just for small businesses or individuals. It can handle more demanding use cases as well.
Exactly. And speaking of support, if you do run into any problems during the installation or later on, there are a couple of options for getting help. Well, they have a user community forum where you can ask questions and get help from other users, and you can also report issues directly on GitHub.
Okay, so there's a community aspect to it as well.
Yeah, which is often one of the big benefits of open source software. There's a whole community of people who are using the software and are willing to help each other out.
That's awesome. And what about updates? How do you keep the software up to date?
So the sources outline a pretty clear process for that. Basically, you make a backup of your existing files and your database just in case anything goes wrong.
Always a good idea.
Right. And then you replace the old software files with the new ones, except for that config.php file where you entered your settings.
Okay, so don't touch the config file.
Exactly. And then you usually just run a simple update script through your web browser, and that's it.
So pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And it's important to keep the software updated, right?
Definitely. For security reasons, to get new features, and just to make sure everything is running smoothly.
Makes sense. And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me about easy.appointments is that it's been around for quite a while. Like, they're celebrating their 10th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it had been around for that long.
Yeah. And they also have over 3,000 stars on GitHub, which is a pretty good indication that it's a well-respected project within the developer community.
Definitely. Those stars are kind of like votes of confidence from other developers.
Exactly. And they also offer a WordPress plugin, which is a really big deal for anyone who already has a website built with WordPress.
Oh, yeah. That makes it super easy to integrate the booking system into an existing website.
Totally. Yeah. So all in all, it seems like easy. Appointments is a pretty solid option for anyone who's looking for a free, customizable, and self-hosted way to manage their appointments.
I agree. It's definitely worth checking out.
So to kind of wrap things up, I think the big takeaway here is that if you're tired of the hassle of manually scheduling appointments, Easy Appointments might be a really good solution. And because it's self-hosted, you have more control over your data and how your scheduling system works, which can be really important as your needs change and grow.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a really important question for you, the listener. What specific scheduling challenges are you facing right now? Whether it's in your work or your personal life, think about the pain points, the frustrations, the things that just make you want to pull your hair out when it comes to scheduling. Because once you identify those pain points, you can start to see if a tool like easy.appointments might be able to solve them.
That's a great point. And maybe it's not the right solution for everyone, but it's definitely worth exploring if you're looking for a way to simplify your scheduling and free up some time and energy for other things.
Totally agree.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into easy.appointments. We hope you found this helpful. And a big thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. If you're interested in learning more about their hosting services or their digital transformation consulting, head over to www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And we'll catch you next time.